Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia, La Donna Musicale performs the music of Anna Bonn. Soprano Carolyn Sampson and lutenist Matthew Wadsworth explore the lute songs of John Dowland and his contemporaries, and the vocal ensemble Stile Antico surveys the liturgical works of John Shepherd. Join us. First, let's take a quick look back in time in the Harmonia time capsule. We spun the wheel and it landed on 1468, a year of news and a year to remember. In the midst of the Renaissance, a significant figure in Spain's colonial history came into the world. The Spanish Franciscan prelate Juan de Zumárraga was born in the Basque region of northern Spain. His great claim to fame, however, was actually a title he held in the New World. Zumárraga was the first archbishop and, quote, protector of the Indians in Mexico. As protector, he made sure that the native peoples were properly treated, providing a powerful counterbalance to the abusive Spanish civil administrators. His tenure in Mexico was a rough one, and he suffered many defeats, but the native peoples did have a champion in Zumárraga who never gave up. In other news, during 1468, a famous inventor responsible for helping propel the Renaissance forward passed away in Germany. Johannes Gänsfleisch zur Laden zum Gutenberg died on February 13th. Best known as Johannes Gutenberg, he was a German goldsmith and printer who invented mechanical movable type printing, setting off a virtual revolution in the mass production of books. His first major work was the Vulgate or Latin version of the Bible, of which 21 complete copies survive. Back in Spain, the court musician Juan de Encina was born on July 12th. A poet, dramatist, and composer, his name at birth was Juan de Fermosel, but adopted de Encina as an adult in reference to the oak tree native to the region of Castile. His greatest musical contribution was to the repertoire of the Villancico, a poetic form commonly set to music and unique to the Spanish language. De Encina wrote dozens of Villancicos, many of which were collected in a famous royal manuscript known as the Cancionero Musical de Palacio. This has been a glimpse back in time to the year 1468. I'm Angela Mariani. More about Johannes Gutenberg and other people and music mentioned in this time capsule can be found in Harmonia's new online shop at harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. Thank you. The Boston-based ensemble La Donna Musicale has a singular mission: to research, perform, and record the music of women composers. Directed by Laura Gutierrez, one of the ensemble's more significant projects is a recording of music by 18th-century composer Anna Bon, who was trained at the Venetian orphanage Ospedale della Pietà, and then worked at the courts of the Margrave of Brandenburg, Bayreuth, and Prince Nicholas Esterhazy. Anna Bon did not write a large amount of music in comparison to other composers of the period, but from what she did leave us, the music is of a high standard, especially her vocal compositions. Laura Gutierrez briefly spoke to us about La Donna Musicale's mission and their devotion to Anna Bon.
As you know, we're exclusively devoted to the discovery, preservation, and promotion of sacred and secular music by women composers. Our recordings are the ultimate byproduct of this mission, as music only really exists when one hears it. We would like to present a variety of composers and styles to really represent these women. Anna Bon represents a sonority. Her unique style was shaped by her studies at Vivaldi's Ospedale della Pietà in Venice, the interaction that she had with the musicians at the court of Frederick the Great and his sister Wilhelmina, and by her service with Haydn at the court of Prince Nicholas Esterhazy.
Oh, Oh,
Music of Anna Bonn, La Donna Musicale, performed excerpts from Sonata No. 5 for violin and basso continuo. Before that, soprano Julianne Baird joined the ensemble in a performance of the aria Astra Cieli, Laura Gutierrez directed. Information about the music on this program, as well as other archived episodes, videos, podcasts, and much more, can be found online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the music of the 18th century composer Anna Bonn with the Boston-based ensemble La Donna Musicale. Lauri Gutierrez, the ensemble's director, briefly describes to us Bonn's musical style, which places her in between the Baroque and classical periods.
Like Haydn's early works, Bonn's music explores the Galant style, traditionally seen as a bridge between Baroque and classical periods. And like Vivaldi, she has the ability to easily please while using the full extent of the instrument's capabilities. But at the same time, she utilizes element of the M-theme sung Kai, which we could translate as an ultra-sensitive music. This is a more expressive variant of the Galant style. Thank you.
The final movements from Anna Bonn's Sonata No. 4 were performed by members of La Donna Musicale, directed by Lauri Gutierrez. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. Next, an exploration of live concerts from Wigmore Hall. Since 2005, one of Europe's finest chamber music venues has been publishing live recordings from its concert season. London's Wigmore Hall has released over 35 recordings of pianists, string quartets, and singers in recital. Among these is a performance by acclaimed soprano Carolyn Sampson and lutenist Matthew Wadsworth, who gave a recital entitled Not Just Dowland, featuring songs by John Dowland and several of his English and Italian contemporaries.
Can she excuse my wrongs with virtue's cloak? Shall I call her good when she proves unkind? Are those clear fires which vanish into smoke? Must I praise the leaves where no fruit I find? No, no, where shadows do for bodies stand. Thou mayst be abused if thy sight be dim. Cold love is like to words written. Remember, it was I who for thy sake did die content. Thank you.
Carolyn Sampson and Matthew Wadsworth perform three songs: John Dowland's Can She Excuse My Wrongs, Robert Johnson's Care Charming Sleep, and Claudio Monteverdi's Quel Sguardo Sdegnosetto, or That Haughty Little Glance. Their live performance is part of a release by Wigmore Hall Records. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia. Our featured release is a recording of music by Renaissance composer John Shepherd, who was a lesser-known contemporary of Thomas Tallis, both of whom wrote moving and dramatic music for the Catholic and Anglican liturgies. The critically acclaimed vocal ensemble Stile Antico devotes the entire Harmonia Mundi CD to Shepherd's liturgical music, which includes the powerful motet Gaude, Gaude, Gaude Maria, Rejoice, Rejoice, Rejoice in Maria. the Renaissance motet Gaude, Gaude, Gaude Maria by John Shepherd. The British vocal ensemble Stile Antico performed in a featured Harmonia Mundi release entitled Media Vita and Other Liturgical Works of John Shepherd. Speaking of featured music, Harmonia also produces a short weekly podcast in which our writer Bernard Gordillo digs through recently released and classic recordings to bring you the very best from the world of early music. You can subscribe to the podcast at harmoniaearlymusic.org or through iTunes. Support for Harmonia comes in part from the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Much of the music you hear on Harmonia, as well as books and early music gift items, are available online at harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. Items purchased through links on our website also support the production of this program. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.